Welcome to the Monthly Trainwreck, a show entirely based upon anonymity. We only go by alias names, so our professional lives may never cross. Recorded in our top secret headquarters, this episode, we sit down with renowned ghost hunter Christian Paul from Crossing Guard Paranormal. For generations throughout history, people across the globe have reported paranormal activity, with stories of things that were seen, heard, and even felt that are unexplained. We've asked Christian to bring us proof, which we will post on our Instagram and Facebook feeds. Climb aboard the train wreck as we dive into this spooky adventure, the only way that we know how, with a lot of fun. This episode is brought to you by our favorite sponsors, Great Lakes Distillery out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, better-known company Zook & Lou Hats, and Natural Solutions by Nicole. You can find their links to order product on our website, monthlytrainwreck.com, under the headline, Friends of the Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to sit back, relax, and climb. All aboard! Welcome, train wreckers, to another episode of the Monthly Train Wreck. We have a huge show starting off 2022 for all of you paranormal fanatics out there who are watching Ghost Hunters, Ghost Brothers. We brought in two podcast headquarters here in
Sitka, Alaska.
All the way from Crossing Guard Paranormal, Christian Paul. Thank you for being here today as our guest.
Thank you so much.
Okay, where to get started? We're missing one today. Maddie's not here.
Missing man formation.
So he's with us in spirit.
Always.
For the ghost episode. Get in.
He's ghosting us today.
Yeah. No, Hollywood.
Not afraid to share how he got syphilis and where it's taking him on his personal journey, but he's not with us today.
But four of the five are here. So let's get this started. Quick shout out to our sponsors. It's a better known company, Zook & Lou Hats. Natural Solutions by Nicole, and for all of our listeners and subscribers out there following us on Instagram and Facebook, we did a huge giveaway in November and December. I just want to say Zook & Lou Hats and Natural Solutions by Nicole really stepped up for a stocking stuffer giveaway, and we had people from all over the country play the little game. We asked little questions online, and we sent product and hats all over the U.S. So just a quick shout out to Natasha in Lexington, Kentucky, Niana in Washington, D.C., Chris from Crump, Tennessee, Chris from Paradise Valley, Arizona, and Denise in the Midwest down there in Milwaukee, where we have one of our favorite sponsors, Great Lakes Distillery, who's a sponsor of the show. And we thank all the listeners and subscribers.
Coast to coast fans. I like
that. For the record, I did give away a number of Zook & Lou hats as Christmas gifts this year. The best hat I've ever known.
And they're a better known company.
And they hold my glasses well. I like it.
And our guest today is probably going to be leaving with one. So you'll find out at the end of the show what that looks like. And Christian, are you going to do a shot with us?
I definitely will.
Sponsored shot to start off the show by Great Lakes Distillery. For those of you who listened to our last episode with George Dukas, smashed.
Oh, that was a good time.
That was a lot of Great Lakes Distillery product during that one.
We all got loose and conversational with Dukas.
So cheers, the coffee liqueur.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Cheers.
That's good stuff.
I'm going again.
Good
stuff. I'm going again.
Oh, he's doing it. I love it. So, Christian, as you know, there is a famous first question that we
always start. I am aware.
And the first one of 2022 to you goes, if you were not a ghost hunter, which one of these other hobbies of these three would you be? Bigfoot hunter, following aliens, or Loch Ness monster hunter?
Aliens. So I've seriously considered applying for MUFON membership.
MUFON.
Tell us what that is.
Mutual UFO Network.
Okay.
It is a national organization.
I will say I've got a family member that does, you know, SETI. Are you familiar with SETI?
Yes.
SETI does all the data analysis of the sounds they gather from space. So I have a relative that analyzes those data packages on a regular basis.
Wow. Well, there is something interesting going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, with some burst that's coming every, 18 minutes or something?
And as far as the other two, Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster.
That's just silly.
Are those, I know, I was really hoping you'd take a stand and be like.
It's not real.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I am in no position to poo-poo anybody's paranormal endeavor. Put
like
it
Kramer,
that.
Kramer trying to get laid. I mean, that's not, we can all be.
I don't know Kramer well enough, actually, but.
Well, take a gander. It's not going
to
happen.
It doesn't take long to figure it out.
You know, if he buys me a few drinks, maybe.
I mean, he believes it. Yeah.
He's sweet and gentle. He'll be fine.
$5 is $5. Right, Hollywood? Over the pants.
Over the pants rub. Best $5 you'll ever spend.
Best half hour you'll ever spend.
Rent's got to get paid.
It's on special this month at the Groupon. We have talked very little about paranormal investigation. Let's transition into that, shall we?
So, Christian, I've actually been on a few ghost hunts. I've been invited. I am familiar with the process. I have a ghost hunting kit.
Well, he's getting that. Tell us how you started.
Yeah, I want to know a little background.
Scotty Too Hottie, that's a bed sheet with two holes cut in it. That's not really a ghost hunting kit as much as a child's costume.
This is from Amazon, the Ghost Stop.
Ooh, everyone gets their ghost hunting equipment from Jeff Bezos.
Top quality here. But, you know...
Well, you got something in there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's a ball gag. Wrong box.
That one's upstairs.
In the no means yes room.
Yeah, I think a lot of listeners who may not be following paranormal investigations would like to know what type of equipment that you use.
We use. We'll show him some of these and let's see if you recognize some of the tools, right?
Let's see what you got.
What are these? Some of the things that you may or may not use.
So this Polaroid of you and Eric Estrada for some reason.
So one of the things that I have used or seen in the past
for
the
viewers.
Right. So when you say we, are you talking ghost hunters? Or are you talking about human beings use flashlights a lot? Because I've got like three of them in my house.
I use them all the time.
Have you ever found yourself in the dark?
And I don't know if what I'm looking at is ghosts, but it's definitely dark.
Or a bureau.
Right.
So we have a ghost hunter in the family. And I think a lot of people have a ghost story or know someone who has had a ghost story or a ghost experience.
An unexplainable event.
Yes.
I did, for sure. Yeah.
In fact, I think that's why Maddie's not here today because... And he even talked about it in a past podcast where he had blue lightning flash across the ceiling.
In his house, yeah. Yep. Footsteps going up the staircase. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we scared him today, actually, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I had laced his dinner with LSD, so I'm not sure it's as much paranormal as it is psychotropic and drugs.
Well, the flashlight we've used a lot because if you set it to a certain point and you ask questions... It goes on and off by command. And there's shows that do this on Amazon Prime, Haunted State and Kindred Spirit, I think, is another one.
A whole bunch of shows have used that. But
What's your theory on this?
I'll tell you my take on it. Do I believe it's possible for Spirit to manipulate that flashlight? Yes.
You think Spirit's going to interact with our physical world?
I do.
I had one to do that, but yeah.
But I have taken a brand new mag light out of the box, put a camera on it, set it on my kitchen counter, and through the course of time, that thing went on and off several times.
Without on and off switches
I wasn't even in the room. I left it there. I went and watched TV, but I had a camera on it the whole time. No human interaction. It went on. It went off.
And you attribute that to just electrical wiring, or are you saying that was a spirit? What are you saying?
I'm saying that was probably heat resistance.
No, are you still residing at 666 Hell Street?
You know what? We're going to put this on the table just to see if it goes on or off.
But this is where
you're doing it, so it's like right at the tender.
So it's barely making a connection.
Oh, dear God.
And that's where when you ask the questions, it goes on and off on command. And you ask.
So for our listeners, let me just explain what's going on here. We've got a flashlight that Scotty Too Hottie has twisted to turn on, but just barely so it's on.
So if I sneeze, it's going to flash.
So that it, and if it flickers, that means we've got a ghost. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily, but if it's going on and off by command.
Could it be communicating in Morse code through these dots and dashes?
If it's a smart ghost.
You're saying turn on and it turns on, turn off and
you
it turns
like a
off?
Smart ghost.
Or are you saying...
Christian, you probably know better than this. You'll ask a question
It's the right question to ask. Yeah. Turns on, turns off.
Yeah.
But I can't attribute all of it to paranormal activity. You just can't. I've got my own, I did my own experiment.
Right, right.
And I filmed it.
All right, I'm holding this device. What, you know what
that's the Melmeter.
What the hell does this do?
Okay, so we describe what you've got.
Yeah, do you know who Mel is?
Torme?
No, tell us who Mel is.
Mel is the inventor's daughter who died. And he invented things such as the Mel meter. Her name was Melissa.
Okay.
To contact his daughters.
What does it do?
Yeah, what
Scotty
is it?
Or Christian, what does this thing do?
Can we describe it for our listeners?
It is a handheld device the size of a middle school calculator with a series of buttons on it that, because I'm not wearing readers, can't read.
Well, it picks up electromagnetic fields.
Yeah.
So if you put it next to, for instance, this machine
that right there,
or the light, it will go off. That. But if you're in a room with nothing in it, the theory is you ask a question, it will go off if there's something in the room to set it off.
When it goes off, is it lights? Is it noise? Is it?
Yeah, in fact, it picks up a
the garage. It's an electric, by the way, the garage door just opened upstairs when you push that. So.
Is that my car alarm
and
going?
The TV's on? But
so okay, so you can see it's at zero here, right? But if you put it next to something
it's
that actually
zero.
Has
it's
still at zero.
If you breathe into it, what would Kramer blow right now?
I don't know, a few more cocktails, Kramer will blow anything.
Oh, Kramer. Huh,
why do I come to this damn show?
Well, it is court ordered.
Yeah. It's my public service.
Learn to interact with other humans, Kramer. That's what the judge said.
So, hold on. So, this is supposed to pick up electrical activity.
Correct.
What is it about spirits or ghosts that makes them electrical? I don't get that. Like, why is it electrical?
Well, there's a theory that they can manipulate electromagnetic fields to communicate.
Okay, so they're doing it intentionally. Manipulating electromagnetic, because something.
Or it may be themselves.
So my nana, who was like a stay-at-home mother of 12, now knows how to manipulate electrical fields in the afterlife. I mean, that's what I.
But does she? Maybe she does.
Well, that's well. Hold
that's
on.
What I'm trying to figure out.
I heard she got benched. She wasn't doing very well.
So let me just say, I just for full disclosure, just to describe myself, and it's nothing. I'm not making fun
of. Is this
of
another
anything.
Nana story? Because I don't think our listeners can handle.
No,
it.
I am an open-minded skeptic. So that's how I am. I'm open-minded. I want to hear. I want to learn. But I'm a skeptic.
Now, if I recall, though, Kramer. You lived in a house that had a couple things going on.
Yes.
There was something with a clock, if I remember right.
This is my wife's story. Okay. And I was not home.
Okay.
And I'm not saying she was wrong in how she told the story, but it's quite remarkable. Mine.
Yeah.
Hambone, you share yours.
I was dog sitting at a house when I was in college, right? And I want you to hear this and then tell me what you think was transpiring based upon your experience. I'm dog sitting at this house and I go to work, and one of the duties I had was to take the wrought iron furniture in the kitchen and put it up in all the doorways that led into the kitchen so the dog couldn't get out of the kitchen because it was an older dog and might have an accident, blah, 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 blah. So I do that, and I go to work, and I come home that evening, like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and all of the chairs are now around the table. The dog's in the other room, and the clock radio is playing upstairs. Went upstairs to see why the clock radio was playing. Clock radio wasn't plugged in and didn't have any batteries. There was no place for batteries in it.
What?
So I plugged in the clock radio and it stopped playing. And that's what I got. That's why I truly believe this. I mean, it was kind of harmless in my opinion, but I didn't stay that.
When you told the owners of the house, did they have any kind of stories themselves?
I had killed them and put them in the basement. It was a short conversation. I said it to the bodies because we have an obligation to communicate our faults.
Sure, sure.
No, I never mentioned anything to them. I was like, never took that gig again. But what do you think? Is that commonplace, that sort of thing?
Well, I have heard a lot of stories very much along those same lines.
Okay.
Furniture's moved. Radio's gone. Lights go on. That's not plugged in.
Oh, for sure. It really freaked me the hell out.
Did you run out of there really quick?
The kitty litter in the basement didn't get emptied. I was supposed to. I'm going down to that hellscape. And I just didn't stay overnight. I turned the TV on, let the dog stay there. But sorry, Hernandez's, your dog's fine. But you have demons.
Well, someone definitely got your attention.
Yeah, without question. And I've never had anything really other than that. Hollywood, have you ever had anything?
No, but I'm a big believer. I believe I believe in afterlife. I believe people can come back and communicate with us. So I full on believe it. I'm not a skeptic. I think it's there. And I think it can be a great thing. I think people come back and communicate with you. I believe like guardian angels, all that stuff.
You mean the quasi-militant group in New York? Subways?
Yeah.
With the red berets?
Well, one of the things that Christian and I were talking about was, and you can touch on this, your father was on his deathbed. And you can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're 100% right.
And your goal was to talk to him because he was unable to communicate with you.
That is correct.
But you were going to try to communicate with him before he passed on.
That is also correct.
Tell us about that experience.
Okay, my father was in final days of his life, literally. And I had a unique opportunity to try an experiment that, to my knowledge, has not been done anywhere. Now, this is going to go out over all these places, so, you know, maybe somebody will correct me. Okay, if you did it too, cool.
Get in touch with us.
Let me know. But I couldn't find any evidence, you know, on YouTube or that somebody had done this before, but I wanted to contact my father before he passed. I'm seeing all kind of eyes going.
Well, he was non-communicative, I'm assuming. Yeah, honest,
he,
right.
He,
okay.
he's 90.
Because I was thinking you just call him.
Wait, give us a, so were you like, were you by his deathbed or were you somewhere else?
No, I was in his hospice room.
Okay.
Okay, and you were?
He was on oxygen, so, you know, you could hear that constant oxygen machine sound going in the background. And I went in there with my DR-60 to try to communicate.
What's a DR-60?
DR-60 is a Panasonic recorder that was made, mid-90s. It was like $20 new. If you can buy one right now for about $3,000, you're doing good.
Wow.
Because they work. I mean, all recorders work, but these really work. I'm surprised you don't have one here instead of this console.
This one not so much.
Couldn't spurge for the P60, huh?
I tried. It was out of my price range.
So what happened? What happened with your test?
I was successful. It did work.
Tell us what that means.
My dad did communicate with me over the recorder.
Walk through the steps a little bit more. So you have this recorder. You're at your father's deathbed. Are you asking him questions?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
And hearing nothing in person.
I'm hearing nothing in person.
But then going back to the recording and hearing responses.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I want to assume, but I want to make sure that I was following.
To make it perfectly clear, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
There is a video of this on our YouTube channel where you can see this for yourself.
And what's the YouTube channel?
Crossing Guard Paranormal.
Which I'm going to put a link to on our website.
Oh, you got shirts even. That's cool.
Now, is this one of those black masking things? You play the record backwards. It's like, you know, eat more milk and cookies. Or is this pretty clear audio of a voice?
This is good audio. I've gotten very good at sound engineering over the course of time.
And cleaning it up. Okay.
Was it in your dad's voice or a more kind of ghostly voice?
What is a ghostly voice?
Sounds like this.
No.
Not necessarily.
It's like, hi, guys.
It's like when you listen to varying EVPs, whether they be on TV or I'm doing it myself or I'm listening to another group's information. Most voices come across as male, but I'm not going to say that most spirits that come across are male because we just don't know.
Right.
What were some of the questions you asked him? Your father.
Things about his life that I knew only he and I knew answers to.
So it verified.
To verify what he, for instance, in his hometown, there's a ski jump. And there was always a rumor when I was a kid that dad used to do this ski jump. Now, I've never seen my dad ski in his life, ever. Water or snow, for that matter. Mm. And he told me, yeah, I did it. And I was able to find a picture of it in old family pictures of the ski jump in Ironwood, Michigan.
Is that Copper Hill or Copper Mountain?
It was a ski jump, you know.
What's the most compelling evidence you could share with someone to convince them that this is all quite real?
You know, over the course of time, I have heard so many things that every time you think you got it figured out.
So do people call you and you're with
Paranormal
and say, can we go talk to someone? Or tell us what you do if someone calls
Crossing Guard Paranormal. What is that service? Or is it a service or is it just a hobby that you guys have?
A little bit of both, I guess. I mean, you know, we do residential investigations for people that feel that they have something in their home and they'd like to know what it is. Some people are really afraid. Other people are just really curious and they want to know what's causing this or who's talking to me or why is the light coming on and it's not plugged in?
The alarm clock going off without the batteries and plugged in?
I mean, yeah, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes people want to know, but, you know, there's that other side. I can't bring up any names here, but we had somebody that was along with us on an investigation not that long ago that was ready to get his pastor to do an exorcism, and I just had to put the brakes on it. But this is somebody that was legitimately afraid of what was going on.
Well, you've been to a lot of places, right? Blackstone Hotel, Silver Queen. That's in Chicago, I think.
Chicago.
Oh. I stayed in one in Minnesota that's pretty famous.
For being haunted?
A haunted hotel?
Haunted hotel. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but it's just world famous. Nothing freaky happened.
I don't recall the name, but I know what it's going to be about.
That's a whole other podcast.
Kramer, you were there. How's your hip, by the way?
When I travel, I do make it a point to stay in haunted hotels,
right?
If I can.
And but do hotels tell you that yes, we're haunted?
Well, I don't think it's part of their marketing.
Sometimes.
Some hotels marketing.
I feel hotel. Like people definitely search out and target hotels that market that. You know, when you go to a hotel, what do you take with you? If you're staying there, what?
Toothbrush. And rubber mallet.
Shoe trees.
Blacklight posters.
And KY.
Why? Because a good time is going to be had by all. That's why. KY Jelly, our new sponsor.
Anyway, it depends if we drove there or if we flew there, because I'm very limited on what I can take, carry on an airplane, especially in these days with don't lock anything. I mean, you've got a case yay big with $5,000 worth of stuff in it. You know, recorders, of course, yeah. Infrared camera, full spectrum camera, a couple of apps on a tablet that we can try to use on occasion.
Do a lot of these hunts occur at night? Is there more paranormal activity at night? I feel like that
no.
would be the case, right? Oh, interesting.
No.
That's a myth, I would think.
No. You know, people are going to tell you, oh, yeah, at night, oh, it's got to be dark. Oh, it's got to be... Wrong answer.
It's interesting you say this, because I've always read that it's 3 a.m. where the most activity happens, but maybe not. I don't know.
Talk to anybody that you know that owns a haunted location and ask them, how's the activity in the day? And you'd be surprised at your answer. You know, talk to like Al from Willow Creek Farm or Robin from Ashmore Estates. They'll tell you, there's all kind of activity in the day.
Well, it sounds like a lot of this is electrical related. So if you're talking about lights going on and off, you probably just don't notice it as much during the day as you would at night. It doesn't catch your attention to the same degree.
That's true. But one of the big factors at night, which makes night popular, first, it's dark. It's spooky.
Right.
Feeds on your imagination.
Right. But generally speaking, at night, it's also a little bit quieter. The ambient noise level is a lot lower, and that helps.
You can perceive it more.
A lot, yeah.
Have you ever felt threatened in this situation? Or unsafe? Where you just have you ever seen objects move or something like that?
I've seen, you know, nothing like...
Yeah, okay. See, that would scare me.
I would be so intrigued by that, you know.
Oh, for sure.
You see these shows and... Oh, make a noise, and then a noise happens, and they're screaming, and everybody's running out. You know,
well, yeah.
I thought that's why you went there.
Yeah, and that's what makes those shows so shoddy is that, you know, Gary, the production assistant outside, farts, and all of a sudden it's a mystical force that's been unleashed upon the... Did you hear that? Yeah, Gary had a burrito. Yeah. Whatever answer with that, it's always like, yeah, that was definitely a demon.
I also think if you're creating a show on the topic and you need to get ratings, you edit it in such a way to make it more compelling to the audience and believable.
Excitable.
You know, that's why someone like you, who's not doing it for the ratings, right?
I don't make a dime doing this, and I've spent... thousands of dollars.
So what's some of the most compelling evidence you've actually seen? Like, give me something that you're like, okay, this one stands out in my mind the most.
Blackstone Hotel, downtown Chicago. We're staying there one night. And as it gets later, we decide, well, let's go explore around the hotel a little bit. So we're walking around. It's a beautiful hotel. I'm down taking pictures here and there, and I got a recorder in my pocket. We're going here and there. Well, the head of security sees us doing this. I thought he was going to, like, shut us down. No, he gave us a tour of the place. Right. We got into the apartment where the mob used to hang out and make deals. We did catch a few EVPs in there. Okay, it's great. It's all good.
So just for our listeners, describe an EVP. What is that?
Electronic voice phenomena. EVP. Any show you watch is going to have at least one.
Right. Well, I think most of us are familiar with it, but in case somebody isn't,
I'd never heard of that. That's interesting.
Which is a voice basically on a different level, right? You're recording, someone says something that you can't hear with your
naked ear.
But
a microphone digital,
but it's up. On the recorder. Right. And that's not to be confused with a disembodied voice.
What's the difference?
A disembodied voice is a voice that you hear audibly.
Okay.
And you've heard these?
I've heard these also.
Where?
May Stringer House is a good example.
Where's that located?
That is in Brooksville, Florida. Actually, I've got a big story with May Stringer, but let's finish Blackstone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, as you could tell, I'm a little bit older of an individual here. So taking a pee in the middle of the night is kind of a hobby at my age. We're in our room at the Blackstone, and you got the bedroom, you got a hall, and then you have a bathroom. Entrance door is over here. The hallway light is on a dimmer. So I've got the dimmer set like to the lowest possible setting without shutting it off. So I'm in the bathroom doing my thing, and all of a sudden the water in the sink starts running.
Now, is this an automatic sink where there's a sensor that may have picked something up? to turn on the water?
No sensors.
So this is a faucet. So you have to turn the handle.
To turn the water on. And the water was running. Now, I don't have my glasses on. It's dark. And I kind of turn, you know, and I don't see anything. But I can sure hear that water running. And it was running.
And this is at the Blackstone.
This is at the Blackstone.
Not inside that room that the guard took you to or whatever.
No.
In your own room.
This is in our own room.
So what do you do at this point? You get the equipment out and you start recording?
I went back to bed.
I realized I had turned the faucet on to prompt my urination, and I went back.
Well, in your opinion, when you encounter things like this, for the most part, is your view that these are harmless phenomenon, or do you think that there is some possible evil intent behind any of them? Or what's your... You do. You think?
Oh, yeah. They're running up a water bill.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, hey, water's expensive.
Yeah.
So do you think they are spirits that have been there before, or they come in and...
That's a good question.
That's a very good question. You know, and that's something investigators are trying to figure out. Are these spirits always there, or do they kind of come and go as they please?
From another dimension, or do they reside and haunt a location?
Yeah. Are they tied to this location, or is it somehow a location that they can kind of...
And we've asked those kind of questions on investigations. Do you stay here, or do you go elsewhere?
And what are the answers?
I've had answers...
In Florida.
I'm always here.
I'm always here. You always commonly here.
I've had that answer already.
Well, it kind of goes with the trope, right? That the person died in that room and they haunt that room.
That's what I was thinking. Like, they died there, their spirit remains there type thing.
But the thing of it is I've been in places where nobody's died there and there's still activity.
So when it comes to the Blackstone, what's the backstory there? Is there one with the Blackstone Hotel in terms of deaths or something?
It's a reportedly haunted hotel. I don't know if there's a death count to it or not. Being a large hotel...
Certainly.
If I'm going to place a bet, I'm going to say, yes, there's been deaths there because every hotel.
Yeah. What's the famous one out in California that everybody goes to or...
The Hotel California, you can check out, but you can never leave.
There is that one.
They also serve pink champagne.
Pink champagne.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it. But people to this day disappear. They're,
the Coronado?
You know, Coronado, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
Strong. Hollywood.
Wow. Some mental G-forces coming from there.
Have you been to the Coronado?
I have not. I've been to the island, actually, and I've been in front of the Coronado. Hmm. But I've never been in the Coronado.
We were talking about the ghost hunt, the show Ghost Hunters, leader.
The host?
The host. Thank you.
Use your words.
The main host.
Here it is.
He has that museum in...
You're thinking of Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures. Thank you. Yes. Okay. And he has the haunted museum in Nevada that you can visit.
In Las Vegas, yes.
And people bring their most haunted artifacts that they own, and he will buy them and make and it.
He will buy them.
Music.
And
now, I would not personally ever step foot into this place. I have no desire to.
I've been in here three times.
Okay, well then that leads to another question I have. Then, so you've got haunted locations, and now you're talking haunted objects, right? So. Is that something you've noticed where an object can be possessed or have a
I believe it can be.
Versus a
location.
I believe
a person can be.
What do you mean?
Hey, don't ask any more questions. They're too close. Can I get a lozenge?
Thank you. Much better. Nice work.
What do you mean by that? A person can be...
A person can be haunted, too.
Oh, I'm haunted.
It doesn't have to be a location.
Have you met a haunted person?
You can get an attachment.
Do you have one on video that you've met? That is
one on video that I've met?
Yes. Or have you interviewed someone who you believed was haunted?
I have not.
You have not. You haven't experienced it personally.
I have not experienced it personally.
You believe that.
Yeah. But I do believe that, yes.
What's the nexus between a haunted person and a possessed person? Is there a nexus? Or are these two separate, distinct realms we're dealing with?
Well, you start talking demons and all that, that's...
That's kind of, not a part of this conversation.
That word actually freaks me out.
That's kind of a different wheelhouse.
There's an inherent evil that's applied
to that. There is an evil applied, and that's kind of a different thing.
Well, then let me ask you what you believe. Do you believe that these hauntings, these paranormal activities are tied to human spirits, human souls, people that used to be alive? It's not something else.
Oftentimes,
it's not a demon or something from another dimension.
I would not commit 100% to that statement.
But you believe all these are somehow tied to someone who had priorly been...
The majority of them, I believe, are tied to a person.
Okay.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
What do you think his take is on this? I don't ask how does you to reconcile? Speak for our Lord and Savior Jesus yeah. Christ here, but
how does it reconcile with religion? You know, how did
he's
you know.
Fucking with your head.
Well, and he has been for many a moon, hence my neighbors in a duffel bag in my basement. But that's not what we're here to talk about, the Christian. Hernandez. We're here to talk about the Hernandez. That's right. Excellent boomerang. What's coming up? What do you have planned? Any exciting adventures on the horizon?
We've always got something planned. We'll be in Plainfield in February. We'll be in Villisca.
Walk us through. You go to Plainfield, you drive up to someone's house, or are you going to a facility?
We're going to go play around Ed Gein's old property for a little bit.
Eddie's
place.
Definitely this time of year.
I strongly doubt Eddie's there, but we're going to go just...
There could be other spirits in Eddie's house.
So that house, to do it. If I recall, that house has been burned down.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so you're going to just walk onto some random open property that you know where it's located? You've done the right.
Two-story colonial built in the 80s.
There you go.
Yes, he does have Google.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, have you gotten permission, or do you just go and do it?
Well, we'll work on that when we get that far.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so you're going to show up there midday, morning. What's your sweet spot there?
When we get there. When we get there. Weather will depend.
Maybe
on
pick up a sausage McMuffin with
egg. Hey, you never know.
All right. So you get out of the car. You've got your cases of equipment. Just start setting up to
what's the
to
first
track
thing you
EVPs?
Set up.
Yeah, walk us through.
First thing I like to do is get a recorder going.
Just straight audio recorder.
Straight audio recorder. Just boom. So everything you're talking about, everything you're interacting with.
Is there a hope that when you listen to the playback, there'll be voices that you don't perceive of or audibly hear when you're there, but rather okay.
Do you? So it doesn't sound like getting a backstory is much of a need here. I mean, obviously at Gein's house there is, but Blackstone you didn't even bother.
Really, really big on backstory. I'll go to places. I'll basically know the story, and I'm just going to hit it. And I'm going to hit it hard, and I'm going to see what kind of communication we can do when we're there.
What percentage of the time do you find spirit?
Well, I find a spirit.
Or you communicate.
Or communicate.
Let's rephrase it.
Okay.
Communicate.
Communicate.
About 95%.
Wow.
And what I'm hearing is that we're dialing into for you, and this is derivative of your experience with your father. This is about communication.
For me,
with the spirit world.
For me, it is.
Okay.
Now, you brought some EVPs with you, right?
I definitely did.
That was a question I had for you.
How do we share these with our listeners?
Should we play
one? Yeah, why
Dude,
don't you play
yes,
one?
Yes, please.
Yes. So give us a run through. What are you asking, and what is the response that you got on this EVP?
This one, I think the first one we're going to play here, this will be at a May Stringer house in Brooksville, Florida, which is a little ways...
And what's the backstory on that?
Outside of Tampa. May Stringer house goes way, way, way back into the 1800s. It was a plantation at one time. There are supposedly people buried on the property, and the property has gotten considerably smaller as the city of Brooksville has grown. So now it's only maybe like a half a block versus however many acres it was in 18-whatever. Very active location. I know we had talked about Kindred Spirits was there the week before I was there the last time I was there. So I had to keep that. That was like big secret. Like I was sworn to secrecy. Like, don't say that.
Quick question for you. Hold on to your thought before I forget. If we have listeners who are interested in exploring this further, learning a bit more, maybe hearing some more of these EVPs, is there a website they should go to or a forum or community you can point them to?
First off, go to our YouTube channel, Crossing Guard Paranormal.
Start there, then where should they
go? You can see all kind of stuff that we've done.
Okay.
All the communication we had. We're communicators. We have a saying, no candles, no crystals, no conjuring.
Interesting. I like that. Kramer has a philosophy as well. It's no shirt, no shoes, no service. And it's worked out for him for many a moon. Yeah.
He's not wearing a shirt right now, as a matter of fact.
Why did you chest paint a ghost? That is so odd. But let's go down to Florida with this EVP.
Let's go down to Florida. And
when was this?
This particular clip here, this is from 2019.
What if he plays it? It's the pink champagne.
Pink champagne on ice.
We've run across this spectrum before.
The resident spirit up on the third floor, which is the attic, is someone they call Gary.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, I knew it was going to be Gary.
I just crossed myself. Okay. I'm so happy. Gary knows what I'm talking about.
If you saw the Kindred Spirits episode, that's all they dealt with was the third floor. And I really think they missed the point of the place because there's more active spots in that house.
It just wasn't only Gary.
Oh, there's a whole lot more than Gary.
Gary's on the audio. I tell you what, these sheets are terrible. They're very uncomfortable sheets. I don't like them one bit. And the
Gary,
buns
you
were...
stay in the attic.
Now, you can tell me I'm a spirit. I can go where I want to. I will go down to the basement, and I will go in the crawl space if I want to. That's my impression of Gary the Spirit.
Very spooky.
Well, now we get to really hear Gary.
Now we're going to hear the real Gary.
Now let's hear his voice.
Now this is Gary, right? Right.
You have on the Gary EVP. Supposedly does not like women. Oh. And Gary does. Gary has got a trunk upstairs, which he doesn't like.
Like he has animosity towards women, right. Or he prefers the company of men?
He likes men. That was my question.
The ladies never
well,
liked
me. You know, I don't know Gary that well.
Okay. Well, you didn't like women.
Should we give it a try?
Yeah.
All right, let's give this a try and see if it comes through the board.
Meet Gary.
I will have the corn dog and the Chateaubriand.
I like cheesy puffs.
Now, we just did this before. You think I can get this to work now?
Well, Gary doesn't want you to do it. He's... Oh, wait. Was that it?
I heard I can't get the shirt on.
Say it again.
Okay, transcribe.
I can't get my shirt on. That's what I heard.
Didn't think you should come.
Well, let's hear it again.
Do it again.
Sure. That's a bit of Mandela effect.
It is. A little bit.
I don't think I'm using that correctly. But
I think it is. Yeah. It's when you, yeah.
Suggestive or you right. see something. Yeah.
So what was your question to get that answer?
Gary, did you think I should come?
Gary, I'm back. I'm here.
So you just shouted out.
Well, I don't shout. I just
you're having
he just
a conversation.
Didn't have it. I'm
having a conversation. Like I said, no conjuring. Talk.
So you're
like,
just asking questions, then you're going to come back and listen to
I'm
the
just
tape.
Talking.
This and, is daytime?
This was right after a thunderstorm had passed through. Thunder, lightning on a metal roof building. Lightning so bright you could read a newspaper. And this is right after the storm had passed, and I had gone back upstairs.
Ooh.
Okay. You know, here's me, the open-minded skeptic. That was very brief.
Why do you hate
hard
Gary?
To... Yeah, I mean, you know, Gary's never done anything
Gary's
for me.
Cool.
No, but, you know, there's a bit of an imagination piece there that I could say, yes, when you say what it's supposed to say, it sounds like it could be words... Could be just continued water running off the metal roof. It could be, I don't know. That's why, what made you believe that that's truly a voice? And there's a bit of, I just think the mind is a powerful
like
and strange thing.
I think Gary's just expressing his affinity for Big League Chew. Or Bubblicious, or how about, or any of the delicious flavors available.
Bazooka!
Regardless, it does seem a little, I understand what you're saying. And I totally agree with the skepticism, but it does sound like something that's
being articulated.
Do you have other
EVPs we could listen to?
I definitely do.
I would love to.
Should we do another one?
Yeah, let's hear some more.
Yeah, for sure.
Tires half off this month only. Well, I clearly heard that there's a great deal on radial tires at Gary's Tire Emporium. Deals so good, they're scary.
Christian's going to have a heart attack.
Scary Gary.
By the way, Kramer's going to wake up in a pool of his own blood with the word Gary written in blood on his mirror tonight.
Okay, the next one we're going to do, this is from the Basin Park Hotel. This is in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Now, if you've ever watched any of the para shows, they're always talking about the Crescent Hotel. Well, the Crescent is not the only haunted hotel in Eureka Springs.
Okay, now
I heard nothing. I heard your voice.
I heard your voice asking about the window going by.
Watching things go by.
Yeah. And then what do you think that said?
Next week, I have nothing.
Okay, play it again.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's tough sell for me. That one's tough. I can't. That one doesn't convince me.
I've had farts that speak better English.
Yeah.
Why did you eat that?
All right, he's got more.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, we'll play this last one here.
Okay.
This is at a private residence, so I can't say who, where, why, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm asking, well, you know, how are you? This is what I got.
Shut up.
Ooh.
Not too bad. Wake them up.
Does kind of sound like that.
I'll buy it.
That definitely sounds more like a voice to me.
They come in all frequencies and all...
So what was is there a backstory on that location and who that could have been?
I can't divulge anything about that location. But it was just a cool clip. That's why I brought it.
So when you have... So how long did it take you to decipher that? Is that something you heard right away?
That one right there I heard the very first time I played it.
And you were like, this is what he said. Or what that voice had said.
This is what the voice said.
Okay. But there's got to be times where you listen to it.
It's a bit of suggestive creation.
Right. And you have to really decipher.
Just like when you're working on the podcast, you got to listen. You got to do a little audio engineering sometimes. EVPs are really chronic for not having a lot of mid-range frequency. So a lot of times boosting mid-range frequency will help. A lot of times all you got to do is give it maybe like a 20 decibel gain.
Interesting.
And there
a little bit of manipulation, it bubbles to the surface,
yes,
so to speak.
And there are other times where it comes through fast. Maybe you slow it down 5%, 10%, or you speed it up.
Okay, so let's assume these are all real, and let's say, so you've got different messages here. That's where I'm like, okay, what's the point of the spirit saying this one thing? You know, what is it they were trying to communicate? Don't wake them up. I mean, is there something, I guess sometimes you get these phrases. And
you want
like,
some context for these things.
Some context, right.
Quite often, we don't get context, because a lot of times you'll get answers to questions that are definitely answers, but they're not answers to your question.
It's, I mean, like, this is coming from another dimension. We haven't worked out all the kinks in the system.
You know, it's saying what it wants to say.
It's like here.
Nobody puts
you're
going to
say what you want to say, not necessarily answer to the question at hand.
Right? Okay. But they feel the need to communicate it anyway. And you're there to pick it up, and you're the one that they know are listening, or do you think they're saying these things all the time?
I think they're saying things a lot of times when nobody's listening, because nobody's got the capability
to listen.
Right.
Do you feel like they're more active when they feel they can be heard?
You know, that's a very good question. I honestly don't have an answer to that.
So is the interaction, that's my point, my interaction back and forth. You say you can, with your flashlight, ask a question and they'll respond with the flashlight. You ask a question, you get a recording that comes back. There's got to be a two-way dialogue then. But yet the response back to you is nonsensical in some ways.
It does happen.
So it's like, okay, they know you're asking them a question, so they respond, and you're claiming that's what you're experiencing. But then the response has nothing to do with the question. And that's why there's part of my skepticism.
Listen, there's a podcast in another dimension where they're sitting around like, yeah, I fucked with those guys so hard. He asked me what kind of cheese I like. I said, don't open the jar.
The only thing they seem to hear is I'll check on it next week.
There's no idea. But yeah, we're going to pretty much fuck with them next week as well. In a similar way. But yeah, I'm going to go to Radio Shack and pick a, you know, like a task cam or some sort of piece of you know, really going to lay it on thick this time. Gary, are you going to be there?
Come on, Gary. You're with me.
I mean, we clearly heard something, and
yeah,
it's interesting.
So when we spoke previously, I had asked for pictures or other things that you had discovered over time.
Yes.
And things that you thought were, and I'm going to post these, by the way, Instagram.
They make no sense to me. What are we looking at?
Right. So this is what I'm going to ask you about. First of all, you sent me a picture.
It said
water scrying. What is water scrying?
It looked like a dental x-ray.
Water scrying is attempting to contact spirit through manipulation of water. And basically, you're moving water around in a bowl. We took a UV camera. That's why it looks blue. And if you look, sure looks like a baby's face in that picture, doesn't it? Now, am I going to say that's little Johnny? I would not say.
I'm looking at it.
If you turn it sideways, I can see. It looks...
Yeah, but dude, it's Rorschach. You can look at anything. I look at my shower wall, which is kind of... You know what I mean?
And people have seen Jesus in a grilled cheese. Absolutely. You know, I mean... Again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Oh,
I'm
no, just, not...
Now, was this at a specific place, or is this...
That was in St. Augustine, Florida.
Okay, so this was at a location known to be haunted. We're going to play with some water. We're going to swirl it around, and we took a picture of a face that possibly... Yeah,
that's my hand. No,
I actually go to St. Augustine every year. So I'd like to... Where in St. Augustine was this? Are you allowed to say? Was it a house, or was it a... Because St. Augustine's known...
I will say it was in the Old Town area.
Like on Babyface Lane.
If you go to St. Augustine, you know where Old Town is. So
yeah, St. George Street.
All right, so that'll be Exhibit A on the website. Let's go to Exhibit B.
But I mean, to your point, like I'm looking at the clouds. Oh, do you kind of see? Mm-hmm. Oh, this looks like
a... Yeah, but Hollywood, you're always like, that looks like a wiener to me.
It's all these ghost wieners. You're just like...
Passed a Buick Skylark on the highway, and you're like, doesn't that thing look like a giant wiener?
Hollywood's just haunted by the ghost of wiener past.
And maybe wiener future.
Lucky me.
So you sent additional pictures.
You can't wear those. I can't.
Wait,
seriously.
Just for the record, Hambone got up and put on a massive
sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
He looks like he starred in an 80s
allows
movie.
Allows me to see ghosts.
I think you were in the movie Hot Dog, weren't you? From the 80s.
Are those goggles or glasses?
They're goggles. I'm going to be Gloggle Rich.
There just might be a picture of that on
here. Please do. Please
there
do.
Should be, actually.
Yeah.
So another couple pictures that you had sent were via SLS camera. What is an SLS camera?
Structured light sensor. Do you watch any of the shows? They've all had one in use at one time or another. It's basically the head of an Xbox and a tablet and a program. That Xbox shoots out laser.
It's got that field.
It's got mm-hmm. that. It's got right. that field, and it's identifying something in that field, mm-hmm. and that's where you get.
So what are we looking at?
So this one,
we're looking so it at identified some, like we're, a person,
we're,
a shape.
Yeah,
of
we're
a
looking
person.
At we're looking one, at some kind of figure.
This looks like an arm. Couple legs and a head.
It sure does.
Miss Lenderman.
And the other one looks like somebody's sitting in a chair.
Now, where
did you see it moving? Does this move?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a still shot?
So did it have that's a still shot, but in real time, it is moving. Yes.
So you see like human movement out of this
you do.
This shape.
You do.
Okay.
Where it was did this that taken? Thing where the elbow hangs and swings back and forth like a
this
mind?
Was
get your freak on by Missy Elliott. Something was
so
playing.
We have some green dots here. Is that what it's picking up and then just it's connecting the dots like a constellation? Or yeah, is it real time do that?
That's Orion or something, but they haven't named it bless yet, you know?
Right. But what it is it's plotted out a figure. Right? This sensor plots out the figure as if there's really a person
a
there.
A person there.
And it looks like a person and how it, so, and you actually saw this image moving on the screen.
On the screen, but not
you couldn't
in,
see it in okay.
visual.
What is the camera pointed at? Or the laser? Or the it's just pointed at
an
a
empty
room? An empty room?
This was at the Rancher on 360.
Okay.
That's in Mechanicsville, Virginia. And that was just last
year. Another known haunted
cabin on 360.
And this is just that field of lasers pointed at an empty space? There's yes. no one standing there. And all
there's
of a sudden
there's
like,
no one standing there. There's myself and my para partner, Dennis, were there. And Dennis was holding the SLS, and I was trying to document the SLS, so I went with my camera and took a picture of his SLS screen. And that's
and then Dennis noped out.
That's how we got the stills.
Okay. Why do you think these spirits are there at these hotels and things like that? What's their...
They think it's a DMV.
And it takes forever to leave.
Yeah. They're just hanging out, man.
Do they? I mean, are they wanting to talk?
They're still waiting for customer service.
Well, this comes back to my question about the dialogue.
Right.
What do you think their reason
like,
for
the
being
reason?
There?
Right.
And maybe back to his question about God. Do you feel like this is where everybody goes into a plane of existence like this? Like all past lives have now transcended to this ghostly plane, or do you feel like only certain ones?
I feel somebody at one point in time has maybe got a choice. I don't think everybody ends up in that state. You know, as we go to these locations, here, we get interaction. So what is it? We can't see it 99% of the time. We can't hear it 99% of the time in real time, but yet it occurs consistently.
Maybe you get to the pearly gates and they're like, you want to come into eternal paradise? Or would you like to go back to that shithole for a little while as a specter?
Would you like to just...
So we're looking at exhibit C or three would be this blue chair. Now, is that an actual chair? No,
that's an actual chair.
And is this in the
chair
same,
is sitting there.
Same location as the other
same
picture?
Same location. That
and
is,
you point
that is
this,
in the basement.
You point this tool or this device at this chair, and this is what appears on screen.
That's what appeared, yes.
It mapped out what looks like to be a body that had been sitting or draped over this
chair. Over the chair.
It looks like a smaller person because the feet are hanging
but
off
the chair. There's a stain on the seat of the chair, which I'm curious about.
We'll have to ask Dennis about that.
That's a different sort of analysis.
That's a different...
You're right. There's like a...
Paranormal feces. You know, quite, which is my new band. You can't see us, but you're going to sure smell us and hear us.
Quite often on the SLS, the figures that we get are more child size than adult size. I'm not going to say that they're children because, you know, you really don't know who they are. But they're quite often 4 feet tall, 3 feet tall versus...
Dwarfs, right?
You know.
It's got to be.
I think name calling is really uncalled for at this point in Hollywood.
Little people.
Little people.
Little people. Little
that's
people.
What I'm taking my takeaway.
Ghost little
people.
People.
Yeah, little people. There you go.
But
getting controversial there.
You hear or I've heard of kids seeing ghosts or like, you know what, this person came and talked to me at the edge of my bed. Did you ever go to those homes where they...
Listen,
like,
I apologized for
my,
that.
My kid... But, you know, the kids...
Kids are very receptive to
right?
things. Animals are very receptive to things.
Oh, I love it when a dog thinks they see a ghost. Like, I've had a nickel for every time my dog stared at something like there was a person there and there's nothing there. And
oh, yeah.
I'm like, it's
in your house?
Weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
And then all the chairs moved.
Now, that was a weird one, dude. That was really weird. I mean, do you have to kind of, when you're on these hunts, do you have to kind of suspend your own fear and agnostically kind of scientifically pursue this stuff?
Very definitely.
Would you be afraid of some of this stuff at all? Or are you just kind of numb to it at this point?
You know, after so long a time, you do get desensitized to certain things, as were other people. They'd run out and you go, oh, okay, now what do we, you know. For instance, SLS. There was something I was watching on TV not that long ago. It's a famous show. I've seen so much of this crap. I don't remember whose show it was on, but something comes across on the SLS and these people are freaking out. We get something on the SLS. We try to approach it.
Right.
You're excited.
We try to interact with it.
A full torso vaporous apparition.
You know, we've had times one of us is holding the SLS, you know, so if Dennis is holding the SLS, I'll go up, put my hand out, see if it
reaches for you.
For me.
Have you had that happen?
And we have had it happen on camera.
Is it on the YouTube channel?
That is not, no.
He slimed me.
But there will be, I have got so much footage to put on the channel, it's... If I retire tomorrow, I could still make videos for the next couple of years.
Right,
because
right.
I've got so much.
Let it be noted that we are again smashing the coffee liqueur from Great Lakes Distillery
after New
Delight.
Wow.
Strovia. Okay, so let's get down to the origin story. When did this start for you? Was it your dad? Was that it? Or were you into the ship beforehand?
No. It started a long, 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 long time ago. You guys are maybe too young. You remember the Johnny Carson show?
Of course.
Yes. Love it.
When I was like maybe 8 years old, my mom is watching Johnny Carson. My mom worked second shift, so she'd get home about 10 o'clock at night. So Carson would come on. So, you know, I'm supposed to be asleep, but I'm... And they had ghost pictures on. Now, looking back at these pictures today, most of the pictures were famous, what we call famous fakes now.
Mm. Yeah.
Got the hooks in you early, huh?
But it set
made
that,
you a believer.
It set that curiosity. It set that drive. And then I was into it for a while. Then I got out of it. Then I got back into it. Then I got out of it. And now I'm into it about this deep, you know?
Yeah.
As were before, every time I went back in, I got a little deeper, a little deeper.
What was the first thing you saw? What was the first communication that you witnessed? And how did you feel?
First communication was, got to be 30 years ago. My very first Olympus recorder.
Which is now $4,800.
On eBay,
is that? No.
They don't bring much. Only the DR60 brings a lot. Okay. I still do have this recorder. It still works. I just don't use it anymore.
Right.
Because it's hard to download and there's easier...
Hot mess.
Easier pieces of equipment.
So, right, you roll in the Olympus. Where are you?
I am in a cemetery.
Interesting.
And I got my very first EVP, and I was so excited. I was...
Did you hear it live, or did you go back and listen later? Cool.
Were you by yourself, or were you with other people?
I was with one other person at the time.
And how long did it take you to go through the recording to figure out you had something? It's a process, right? Because
it's got to be easier now because digitally you can see the thing.
It's not like on TV where it's bing, bing, oh, it's right here. You know, and back then, this is before laptops.
Right.
This was lay the recorder and listen.
You got to listen in real time, like 8 hours is 8 hours.
You got to listen in real time. It's not like today, if I lay something out on my laptop, I can just watch the waveform. Well, here's a dead area. Well, let's just skip over this whole thing.
Yeah.
Save 5 minutes and go on to... But back then, you just had to...
Sit there and listen.
So Crossing Guard Paranormal, this is who you're affiliated with now. You always say we. How big is this group?
Very small, and we like it that way. It's myself. It's my friend Dennis. Occasionally, it's my wife.
Was she into this before she met you? Or did you have to convince her that this is something that...
Because it's not going well for Scotty.
No.
His wife is just not.
I think
that's actually the opposite. She's very into it.
I think there was kind of an osmosis. You know, she always kind of curious. And then after being with me, well, you got no choice. You have
right. ABC.
You married into this. You're stuck.
You know, I have hard drives just full of.
And how much? Okay, so and I know what it takes to edit and the time put into this. And you're out there. I know you've been to like 22 plus states doing
22
this.
22 states, yes.
Right? And you come home with all this footage and digital recordings. What does it take to break this down?
Per trip, what are you spending on the back end?
Like weeks?
It literally can be. When you look at any of our videos online, on an average, 1 minute of video is about 3 hours in review.
Sure.
Mm. Wow.
Let's break that down a little farther. I'm going to go a quarter of it is video review. Three quarters of it is audio review. Audio review takes the most time. I mean, there's clips you're playing sometimes 50 times.
So I'm out there in the world. I'm listening to this podcast. I'm kind of thinking, you know, I've seen some shit. And I want to do this. Give us A to B instructions for the layperson to dip their toe in the waters and do their first kind of
You order your monitoring. Ghost kit on Amazon.
Shy of that. Let's make this accessible without investing significantly. Can I just
send check or money order to Crossing Guard Paranormal, P.O. Box.
They sent me a jar of holy water. I was frightened.
So what can they do? Can they just like get a tape recorder, go sit in a cemetery, turn around, and then go listen to it later?
Get,
or what?
Get a recorder and, you know, hit the cemetery or hit the old building or whatever, you know, whatever you want to hit. I'm not going to suggest you do anything illegal.
Right.
And at my age, I can't run from the sheriff anymore. So I can't hop that fence at 2 a.m. That I just can't do that, you know. So,
have you done that in the past? Have you had to evade authorities?
You know what?
Statute of limitations.
It's interesting you say that. So I was with my parents, my wife, my kids, and we went to visit the quote unquote most haunted cemetery in the state that we were in. And there is a curfew because of that.
Sure.
Because of that specific coin, that people go there and weird stuff.
Ad hoc ceremonies and whatnot.
Yeah. Not even investigations.
So I'll go there and just do my taxes. I just want to be close to spirit world.
Demon worship and whatever else they're doing.
We were with my parents, and the police officer showed up. This is about 11:30 at night, and said, "We're past the curfew. We're going to have to escort you out of here." And my parents were all, they came up with a story, a distant relative somewhere in the cemetery that we were like, oh, we're looking for this person, this gravestone. And needless to say, we got off and we got out. But this cemetery is known to have full on apparitions at night. My kids were into it. They were going through taping things.
Did you find anything?
We did not. However, there's a famous Native American chief who died years ago, and there's a tree behind it, and they say that that is his face that is growing in the tree.
Looks like a scrotum.
Behind his...
Oh, those are balls.
His gravesite?
His gravestone.
Did he have elephantitis?
That's a massive malformation of the cranium.
Maybe I should put this on the website as well.
Sure, let our viewers put up a little... If you can, put up a poll. I don't know. We have those technological capabilities. Maybe a little poll. Do you see a face in this tree?
Yes. You know what? That's a good idea.
Or is that just, you know, somebody's elbow skin?
Legend has it that people have driven by the cemetery and the chief is in full headdress from head to toe by his gravestone. So this is the night we were almost arrested.
Holly was doing a very close inspection of this
close
juncture.
Inspection of the photo. Check
it's,
our
but it's interesting.
Our social media pages.
And that's the actual the headstone is crazy.
Like, the headstone, yeah.
And people go and put money on the headstone for good luck.
I've seen that in a lot of cemeteries.
That's why I haven't worked in years. You know, I just do a cemetery tour and collect
funds.
That's
a different thing, you know, in a veteran cemetery than it is in a, you know, a regular cemetery. But I've seen that all over the country. Either that or little pebbles.
What do the pebbles signify?
I don't have a clue.
If you haven't got a halfpenny, a pebble will do.
Somebody's going to chastise me for that later. That I know.
Yeah, okay.
But I've seen that all over the country.
Well, if you want to cross the River Styx, you got to pay the tillerman, right? And he needs the coins, right?
Right.
I don't know. I'm a believer in all this stuff, but Chief Highknocker, I don't see it in the tree.
Highknocker? Like he didn't need a bra?
That's his name. Chief Highknocker.
That's his name.
Okay, well, sounds like a good guy.
I don't know. I don't see it. Put it on.
But you know what? I'll post it.
Do you see a face? Do not see a face, right?
Can't see that.
Perspective is a funny thing.
You know, and that's the whole thing about this conversation that we're having is whether people believe it or not, it's all about what your experience is and what that perspective is. What we heard on your EVP, someone else would be like, that's a bunch of nonsense. But you were there and asked the question and got an answer.
Correct.
Right? So difference. That's the difference. So if someone's willing to go ahead and do that and get to that point, they may have a different perspective or ask the question themselves.
You know, you talk to 10 people who've had experiences, and everyone is going to tell you a different experience. But they didn't believe anything before it happened. And then when X, Y, or Z happened, all of a sudden,
You know what? And I can't tell you how many friends that I've known who had a family member pass away, a grandparent or whatever, and the grandmother or the grandfather have a story waking up in the middle of the night and their spouse who just passed away was at the end of the bed. For whatever reason.
And it's a very common story.
It's a very common story.
But if we investigate it further, in the end, it ends up being old man Carruthers, the owner of the amusement park, right?
Yeah, when they pull the mask off, it's always him.
It's always that guy.
Jinky Scoop.
It's always those meddling kids.
But to your point, Kramer, that's like the power of suggestion.
Salute.
You know what I mean? Like, oink, oink, my good man.
Is there any left?
Probably not. We may have drained the rest of the...
There's a little bit left in one of the bottles.
Great Lakes Distillery, we just want you to know that...
We've run shy and we need refills.
Yes, the coffee liqueur is officially two bottles, by the way, from two podcasts is gone.
What you've produced, is this a different device or is that the same device?
Are you talking about the recording?
Oh, this here?
Yeah.
There's no batteries in it, but this is a voice box. So the theory behind this is it goes through AM or FM channels really quickly. So you ask a question, and what happens is through the radio. Oh,
there's the dog.
Hi, puppy.
The mascot. There's the podcast mascot. An answer will come through the radio station, whether it's a name or whatever it is that you're asking.
If you're caller number 7.
If you're right. So if you ask what your name is, you might get a Bob or whatever will come through the radio station on your voice box.
Gary.
Or Gary.
That one's right.
Is this similar to what you use? Is this something that you're...
Well, I think it's a similar principle.
Versus my Amazon ghost box that I got.
I think what I've discovered with the DR-60 is that the sound that comes into the DR-60 is not coming through the microphone. It's coming through the DR-60 internally. And I can prove this because there was a video on our channel of me asking a question, putting my thumb over the microphone, and still getting an answer. And that was at Silver Terrace Cemetery in Virginia City, Nevada.
Scott, he's too hotty. Have you ever gotten an EVP?
I've seen some interesting things that I cannot explain.
Such as?
Him getting married.
The charges were...
My wife would probably agree with that.
She still can't explain it.
And that's why she doesn't drink anymore.
Woke up and I was
20 years
married.
Later, we're...
Tijuana with a wedding ring on. All right. So, yeah, what did you see? What is your experience?
So, we've had two experiences that were very interesting. Our very first home that we lived in, and this is where it all began, why we've done
this. I remember this house. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, mm-hmm. we had just gotten married, and we went on... I'll put this picture on our social media as well. But we went on a honeymoon and we had weird things up to this point. Lights going on and off where we couldn't explain. We'd leave the house and we'd shut off every light and we'd leave and like, there's a light on upstairs. We like, just shut that off. It was so just little things here and there. So we went on our honeymoon. We came back and during our honeymoon, we had the hardwood floors refinished. And when we came back, and there was a lot of stories about this house previously from our neighbors who had given us stories about it. And you know how dust settles and you can write in it? It was the opposite. There was something written with dust instead of in the dust, if that makes sense. And mm-hmm. I'll post a picture of this.
Did it say wash me?
Ghosts do use stencils sometimes, you know.
They go to the ghostly craft store and get some stencils.
Yes. And then they
special at Michael's.
Dust on it. I think it's all good.
So there was a face and the word boo was on the wall.
Seems a little precious.
I'll show you. I had the picture. I'll post it.
And you don't think it was a Sandman who was a little creative?
It would be different if they wrote it in the dust, but it was written with the dust. It laid that way on the wall. Like it would be odd that it would like.
Like something sticky was on the wall and it stuck to
maybe
the wall.
It was a boob and they just ran out of dust.
I can't. It's unexplainable. I mean,
it could go either way at this point.
And I will post the picture. And then shortly after that, what happened was our bedroom was between, there was a hallway that went to the basement and then into our kitchen. And it was like 3 a.m. We're dead asleep. And there was a knock, like definite 5 times on the inside of the basement door inside the house. And we both sat straight up and we're like, okay, somebody's in the house. So I grabbed a bat and we had motion lights all around the house. None of them were on. So I went around the whole entire house, even into the basement. I'm like, okay, I'm just whatever. I'm doing it.
Man up.
My man, right?
Going down there.
And there was nothing. We couldn't find anything. And We couldn't sleep the rest of the night. So at this point of our life, she worked farther than I did. So she got up and I had just fallen back asleep after literally not being like wide awake.
Your adrenaline's pumping, right?
Totally. Because you do. You feel like someone's in the house. You can't prove it, but you know what you heard.
And both of you did.
Both of us did. Mm-hmm. And she went up to shower and all of a sudden she screamed. There was a loud noise. So I just kind of like hazily falling back asleep. So I ran upstairs and up in this rooms that were being refinished. No one was even up there. We had empty boxes from our wedding gifts stacked from big to small. And it was as if somebody took those boxes and threw them across the room. She was in the shower and she screamed because she had heard the crash. And then, but just before that, heard somebody running up the stairs, which I was still in bed sleeping. So, needless to say,
that shit happens all the time. Yeah. Wait, I kind of got chills there. That ain't cool, man.
Yeah, no, it's...
You don't mess with the wedding gifts.
True story.
Yeah. That's how it started for you, huh?
That's how it started, yeah.
That was the beginning of it?
That's the true story, yeah, for sure.
I always thought it was like a mysterious boner that came out of nowhere.
You know? Yeah. There's always that one thing that happens.
Wow.
And you go from skeptic sometimes to a believer, at least on a scale anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, now it could be something.
If five is in the middle, well, you were at three, but now maybe you're at
eight. You're moving up the scale.
That's how it started.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. And then we have a ghost hunter in the family, amateur ghost hunter. And
everybody's an amateur,
right?
Unless Travel Channel's paying you.
Then you're then I guess is that true. That's the difference.
Whether am I a ghost hunter? If when I'm in the basement, I run up the stairs really fast when I turn the lights off when I'm coming up from the basement. Is that maybe a ghost hunter or just kind of a fraidy cat?
It makes you a chicken shit, is what it makes you. But
yeah,
damn it, I've been formally diagnosed by a professional. I kind of knew it all along.
But he actually lived in a haunted place that was in Missouri.
Let's play Missouri trivia. Let's play
Missouri trivia.
It was Kansas City. And the oven was unplugged and the buzzer would keep going off. So he actually called the manna and was like, hey, the alarm keeps going off. It's not even plugged in. What do I do? The lady on the phone from the manna goes, yeah, there's nothing we can do. You have a ghost. That's what she told me.
So Humana has their own ghost.
Humana.
So he went down to the bookshop and Borders and looked for what to do when a manna says you have a ghost in your oven.
And that was his entry into it and bought some.
So it was a hot ghost?
That was in the troubleshooting section of the manual.
Smoking hot. Oh, there it is. What to do in case of demonic possession. Mm-hmm. Plug it in again. Did you try unplugging it?
Yeah.
Hit reset.
Just like anything.
Unplugged.
You have your people that it happens to and they're really like denying it because they can't wrap their head around it. Right. You have your other spectrum that believe every little thing. And you got to be on that scale. You got to be over here.
I feel like you got to be in the middle because if you're anti-everything and don't have an open mind, I think you're closed off to a lot of experiences in life.
Well, and you're not willing to take in information that could be valid, and that's pointless. You're not going to learn anything. That's why I say I'm an open-minded skeptic, because I'm skeptical, but I want to see evidence that's compelling.
So what did this do for you here today? Did it move the needle at all?
I mean, some good stories, yeah. I mean, I could see some of the evidence that you played for us. There's a couple things I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a voice, but I wasn't there.
You know, Kramer, that is a common argument. Well, I wasn't there.
Right.
So Christian made up all this shit on his channel, and he only spent 2,000 hours putting that freaking 6-minute video up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not, and I don't want to be disrespectful in my.
And I'm not taking it that way. Yeah. I'm just messing with you. You know?
So, it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, but is that enough for me to move me on the spectrum?
And I think your point is that if you're there and you have the experiences like you didn't, okay, so I did. So I'm kind of nonplussed about it. I'm like, dude, it's a thing, dude. I witnessed it firsthand.
I've had experiences I can't explain that people who were there thought it was a ghost.
I have so many jokes right now. Yeah. I can't even choose one, Kramer. But yes, to your point, that's what causes me to have a modicum of belief and really find these stories fascinating, especially the EVPs and hearing that real time.
I mean, believe me when I say I don't believe 100% of it either.
Yeah.
And my beliefs over the course of time have changed.
Have they been more confirmed over time, would you say?
Certain things, yes. But other things, you kind of...
So what do you find to be... What is it that in the sphere of what we're talking about here that you find skeptical or you're skeptical about?
There are certain things that people come up with stories sometimes that unless you can show me something of this story, show me, give me an EVP, give me a 2-second video clip. Give me something. Other than that, I got to believe you. Now, you know, let's take this a step further. Okay, I'm a business person. Versus the homeless guy, if he told you the story, who's a more critical, who's a more credible witness?
You mean homeless Joe under the overpass? He is. Exactly. Got stories to tell.
He does, but they're nothing to do with anything paranormal.
No, without question, no.
Although he's seen a lot of random things.
He has.
What's the scariest thing? What the scariest encounter or revelation or whatnot that...
Gas prices?
Inflation.
I got to go with that.
Aside from the gas prices...
One of the creepiest places I've been in, and I've been to this location at least 20 times, Goldfield, Nevada Cemetery at night. Not to be confused with Goldfield, Arizona, because there is a Goldfield, Arizona, too.
Cemetery?
Which is some other...
We assume they have one, yes. They have to do something with their bodies.
People die everywhere. The place is a place where we've gotten multiple EVPs over the course of time. Every time we've gone there,
Don't you want to get an EVP?
So do we think that cemeteries are, because of the fact that it is, you know, a place, a graves.
Is that?
But
a,
that's
is that
where
a
that's
place?
Automatically an iconic place for spirits. But yet again, I'm like, it just seems too
on the nose,
too cliche,
on the nose, too cliche. Yeah,
to me, I tell you, the thing with cemeteries is this: from my perspective, if you died and you had your choice of places to hang out,
right?
Would you want to hang out where they buried you?
Well, and they buried your body.
I'd be at
which
the
has
club,
already
you know?
Probably been.
I'd be at the bar, you know,
embalmed and prepped and all this stuff, and then they put you in the ground. I mean, your spirit. Why did it follow the body? You know, I don't know.
That's the question to ask.
That's the fascinating thing about this endeavor is you don't know. If you want answers in concrete, call to cement. They'll sell you all the concrete you want.
It's very open-ended, open to interpretation.
It's very open-ended, very open to interpretation. And there's a thing out there. It's called paranormal unity.
What does that mean?
Paranormal unity?
What does that mean?
Well, it's like all teams seeing eye to eye and working together.
You know, like it's a hard science.
I'll tell you, there are so many opinions. And everything that I do is just based on personal experience. Please.
Have you met a lot of interesting people doing all this over the years?
I've met some great people, and I've met some real lunatics, too, that were like so far over the edge that even I went, huh? You know what I mean? Like, oh.
You go in.
Okay. Like, okay.
Listen, I'm right here.
If you say so, okay.
Right.
And then, you know, I'll... go home and I'll go, listen to this story I heard last night.
What I love about the approach that you articulated earlier is getting the recording going right away so that you do, if anything does happen, you do have a recording of it. You do have evidence of it versus someone anecdotally simply saying you have to believe me, which I guess is as much as I have with regards to the dog sitting story. But
exactly.
And you think about it after the fact. Oh, I wish I would have like... taking my phone or a camera to record what I had experienced, but you don't think about it at the time.
That's why we put a recorder on right away. We might just be setting up. We might be putting batteries in equipment, but at least there's one recorder going, so if something happens. And it's the same thing with teardown. I like to leave one recorder going
to the
until
very end.
Everything is packed up and at last, okay.
Yep.
Because I've had that already in a situation in a hospital in Southern Illinois. We were packing up. Everything's in the case, and I got one recorder going, and that's the recorder that got two EVPs just while we were packing up.
And you heard a voice say, you forgot your recorder.
Remember to take the batteries out.
We don't validate for parking.
I have to mention that. So the second experience that we had, and this is very – you'll find this interesting because – this was an amateur, again, ghost hunt with the family member that I mentioned earlier. And we hired a psychic to come along with the ghost hunt. And this
what could go wrong?
Right.
Well, time out. Here's a practical question. Yeah. What does a psychic run to hire? Ballpark.
A couple $100.
Okay.
At this point.
I got a psychic for you. I got a guy. No.
She was, she came in.
Who's your worm guy?
She was, disclaimer. I am not a psychic by any means.
No.
Well, I can see that you're going to give me $200 and I'm not going to do anything.
Well, and here's what happened is that she was the number one psychic for the Washington State Police Department to find bodies. and moved to Sitka, Alaska. And
she walks around, there's one. There's one. They have to be dead, ma'am. No, I'm sorry we didn't articulate that earlier.
Now she actually worked with the state patrol.
I can see the future, and they're all going to be dead.
This one's ridiculous. Paul, where did you find her?
So she came along, and she had just moved to Sitka and was not familiar with the building or any of the people that were there or what we were even doing. I got the history of the building and what was going on in the building, which was supposedly one of the most haunted buildings in Sitka. And one of the people that were haunting the building was a hunchback. And back in the day, the owner of the building, it was a restaurant at the time, brought this person in off the street to wash dishes, give him a job, place, you know, just a place to live kind of thing. And I just helped him out and took him off the streets. And he ended up passing away in the building. So that is one of the entities that was supposedly haunting this building. Long of the short is, before the psychic arrived, I gave everyone the background before she got there. First thing, she shows up, and the person who worked in the building was there. And she would always complain that she had these little toys on her desk, and she would walk in all the time, and they were on the floor.
What kind of toys were they, Scott?
They were like old toys from like the early 1900s, collectors. And the psychic showed up. She says hi, and she goes, "We got to go in this room right now." So we all go into this room, and I had the names.
Oh, she farted in that other room. That's an oldest trick in the book. Am I right, Christian? We pulled that how many times at the Chuck E. Cheese by the airport?
Hey, everybody, let's go in the other room.
So,
woo! I may have shit myself. Sorry, Scott.
No, and what was supposed to be like seven people, but everybody found out what we were doing. There was like 30 people there, and we all pack in this little bitty room. And I found out the names of these entities, and one was like Jules. And there was another one. I don't remember his name, but
Gary.
So
Family Jewels.
And so we go in there and she goes, "Okay, there's definitely someone in here with us." And she points to the person. She didn't even know who she was. It was her office and said, "It's a male. His name is," she's like, "I'm not good with names, but it ends in L-E-S, like Charles." Well, so I'm thinking right away, okay, this is Jules, right? And she goes, "And he said he loves playing with your toys and knocking them on the floor."
No way.
Yeah.
And she didn't know anything about this beforehand?
Nothing. Told everybody before. She did not even arrive at the building yet. So we go further in the tour. We go to the basement. And this is like a collaboration between a ghost hunter and a psychic, right? So we had a electromagnetic meter in the middle of the room where there's no electrical devices. And all of a sudden the psychic goes, "Okay, there's definitely someone here," and he's hunched over. She did not know anything about any hunchback. And she goes, "He's laughing because he wants to know why we're here." The family member with the Amana oven said, "We're here to try to communicate. All we want to do is make the lights go off a couple times to show that he's
so
here."
So it must have been a K2, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was a K2, correct.
Okay.
What's a K2?
K1, K2, whatever it takes.
K1, K2, KY. You know, it's all in
yeah, family. Right? That's what the device is called, a K2.
K2 meter. K2?
Okay. Yes. So we had a K2 meter, and the psychic goes, "He said, if I do it, will you leave? And I'll be dipped if that thing didn't go off like 4 or 5 times." Okay, time to go. Time to go.
And we're done here.
But I look back, and I think, you know, I wish I had a GoPro or something on to record that experience. Because we did.
You're such a liar. You're making this whole thing up.
Right.
No, I believe you, dude. That's crazy.
And it was wild. It was such a wild experience. And I look back, and... And there was people there, you know, they were able to explain it away.
Did they see it happen, though? Did they see
did,
that?
Absolutely. You know, their mindset was they did not want to.
Your most common EVPs, get out, just leave, or help.
Help.
Get really? Me toilet paper. I'm all out. You
know. What were they? Why would they say help?
You get help a lot of times.
Well, they're caught in a neither region, in a neither world, between two ethereal planes. It's called the Outback.
Help. Like they're because it literally like they're stuck there.
Are they stuck there, or are they reliving something from when they were alive?
Some sort of trauma.
So I said to her, "Help!" You know. It was real nebulous. They have no idea what I'm talking about. So yeah, like, we're gonna screw with them some more.
You're in a lot of these haunted hotels a lot of times, but at one time they might have been a hospital or had Civil War casualties.
Well, you hear a lot about down south the Civil War hauntings and so forth.
Help is a very common EVP.
And like you said, one of your favorite places to go was a penitentiary. Is that correct? Is that
penitentiaries are great. I love penitentiaries.
So then it's probably tied to some sort of trauma that they may have experienced in their life.
What kind of trauma could you experience at a penitentiary, Kramer?
Some penitentiary trauma.
Bad cuisine.
So you know what? I think this is a good time. Christian, we're going to quick introduce you to our sponsors who sponsor the show.
Who sponsor us? Just to keep it short. Sponsor us. Who sponsors things?
So as you know, we've been smashing Great Lakes Distillery's coffee liqueur.
Very tasty.
Very tasty.
Delicious.
But we're going to leave you with a bottle of their infamous Ray Horse vodka.
Ooh, that is good stuff.
Party at my house tonight.
Wow.
And for anyone who happens to be in the Midwest or traveling or even from the area, make sure you go and do a tour through Great Lakes Distillery because they're awesome. And get some Ray Horse vodka. So, Christian, got a little bottle up for you here.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
We'll put that to good use.
Well, what else does he receive as Scotty makes his way into the mysterious closet.
The magic closet. I missed it. Man, it's been so long. It's a
magic closet.
No one knows what's in there.
It's a ghost.
Even gift wrap. Check this out.
That was the easiest transition to the magic closet you've ever
had. I actually prepared for it, believe it or not.
Normally there's a lot of rummaging and bags of hair.
Moving some old linens around.
So from our good friend, Nicole from Natural Solutions by Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send a few things home for you and the young lady. Your little lady.
The wifey.
Your little lady.
Wherever you have tied up in the basement.
It's a little handcrafted soap.
All right. I'm a dirty guy, you know.
And not the kind you can wash off.
Exactly.
Now, we got some of this from Natural Solutions by Nicole for Christmas as a little spiff gift, and the products were phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. They're great.
And when we did the giveaway, the people who won were able to pick two things out of her Etsy store to be delivered. And Nicole was great and just shipped them all over the U.S., like I had mentioned. And the number one, you know what? The
foot bomb.
Well, we did do the foot bomb, and another one was the hair serum. That was a very popular one. I didn't know they had one. Yeah, the hair serum. And the yoga mat spray was huge.
Interesting. I used a lot of her products around the holidays, and when I got to see my family, they said, you know what? You don't smell like carp. Which, to me, I felt real good about that.
It's been years.
That's a win.
You know how you guys are always selling, hey, Hambone, you smell like carp. And for the holidays, I didn't. And thank you, Nicole.
Anti-carp
smell.
You know what? She was a rock star, and she really was happy to do it. So
that's awesome.
So people got some really great products over the Christmas.
And there's an eclectic array of scents. And
it is great.
Like, here's some lip balm for you.
All right,
this is awesome.
And I've been known for some eclectic scents myself.
And some rose facial cream.
Oh, I need all the help I can get.
Kramer likes a good facial.
Well, we're not going to get it. That's a different podcast entirely.
And some body scrub. Body scrub.
Kramer.
That is cool.
No, I'm not doing this show anymore. Forget it.
Cool. You're rocking. You're
done.
And last but definitely not least, Hambone mentioned earlier, super fans of the Zook and Lou hat. Like, we all wear it up here in Sitka because it is the most comfortable, warm hat in wintertime possible.
Versatile.
It's the fleece beanie. And here you go. You got to try this on later.
I have to test wear this.
You would think the logo goes in the front, but it's not. It goes in the back because then those two things on the side can hold your glasses and or sunglasses.
So then take your glasses off and put
there we go.
You look really good. Yeah,
you do.
It is a good-looking dome.
Stylish yet unpretentious. Gracious without being gaudy.
There you go. That's their tagline.
That's on his family crest.
Zook and Lou.
I stole that from MASH, actually.
Nice.
Well, it's a veteran-owned company, so I like it.
So thank you. Zook and Lou hats, Natural Solutions by Nicole.
That's the coffee liqueur talking.
It is. Oh my gosh. Natural Solutions by Nicole. And thank you to Great Lakes Distillery for the great gift of alcohol, because we all are going through it very quickly and having a good time with it.
It's a good afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And this brings us to the final question. The famous final question.
Lay it on me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is Hambone.
Here it comes.
You ready?
All right.
You are afforded the opportunity to have one final meal before you're on death row.
Before you enter the spirit world.
One final meal, multiple courses, whatever you want. You can begin with your drink, your soup, salad, entree, dessert. Describe for us, if you will, your final meal.
Only cheese.
Just is that cheese. Right?
Cheese? Oh, just a whole cheese board. A
cheese platter?
We cheese can't is a running joke at my house, so I have to say that.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Can't go wrong with cheese.
It's coursing though. Through my veins.
You cannot go wrong with cheese.
No. Okay. Yeah.
What's your favorite cheese?
Widmer's Brick. Can I say Widmer's?
Please.
Widmer's, I just gave you a plug.
I'm a huge fan. I think Widmer's is a great cheese.
Widmer's rocks.
Yeah, it really is.
So what would you have for an entree? Cheese.
Let's talk about entree. Yeah, goat Swiss cheese maybe. A little brie on the side, maybe.
A little Stilton, a little Roquefort.
You know,
still cheese.
Kind of mix it up a little bit.
Sausage.
And copious amounts of alcohol.
Without question.
So basically, you're going to be backed up when you pass away.
Well,
who cares?
Does it matter?
People are going to say I'm full of it anyway.
So. Probably what's going to be the end of you anyways.
We can't get the needle in the vein because it's mostly cheese and booze. I believe this gentleman has already pickled himself. Embalming will not be necessary.
It's all cheese and Rayhorse vodka.
There we go, right there.
One should want to go. All right, well, that's the first time we ever had someone insist that cheese.
Cheese.
A series of cheese
one
dishes.
Item. One item.
That one item only.
Yeah, wow.
Well, it's okay. A good one.
If it's the way you're going out, might as well just eat what you enjoy.
If you're going to go, you're gonna go for it. And
absolutely.
Never going to have it
shit
again.
A cinder block on the back end. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Well, Christian, thank you for being here.
It was my pleasure. Was thanks thank for you. Having
awesome.
Me on.
Awesome.
I hope your listeners enjoy the insanity of our afternoon.
Without
here.
Question.
You know I know I did.
I did.
It was, it was a great conversation. I think, you know, it's like I said, there's a lot of paranormal enthusiasts out there that are just fanatics and watch all the shows. And for us to touch on this, I think, is actually kind of exciting because it's out of our realm a little bit, but... We really enjoyed it, so thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank I'm going to go Sage Podcast headquarters now.
So Maddie can feel comfortable coming back to the show.
In fact, you probably want to Sage all of Sitka right now.
Ooh,
right. Right?
Because who knows what followed me over here.
Man, don't say that. Okay, anyway, we're Saging now. But thank you for being here, and thank you to our sponsors, Zook & Lou Hats, Natural Solutions by Nicole, and Great Lakes Distillery. And
thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
I have a real quick thing.
Yeah.
Listeners, if anybody has an interesting story they want to pass our way, somebody that's got an interesting life or activity or hobby or career,
a guest
you think would be great for the Trainwreck crew to interview, send them our way.
Hit us up on info@monthlytrainwreck.com is the email, or go to monthlytrainwreck.com, our website, and contact us through there. And make sure to add us on Instagram and Facebook. So thank you, and Trainwreck out.
See you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Monthly Trainwreck. And thank you to our sponsors, Great Lakes Distillery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, veteran-owned company Zook & Lou Hats, and Natural Solutions by Nicole. Please subscribe on either iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Google Podcast to listen for our next extraordinary interview by five ordinary people. Make sure to check out our website, monthlytrainwreck.com. We are soon to be your favorite podcast.